A long-distance Hiberno-Norwegian relationship was the inspiration for the latest from choreographer Liv O'Donoghue. Hear Me Sing Your Song is a dance work that moves via unexpected couplings and translated messages, bringing together on stage dancers with non-dancers, who also happen to be musicians, the fiddler Queevin O'Rahilly and the percussionist Brian O'Connell. I went to meet O'Donoghue, her dancers and her not-dancers.
I'm Irish-Norwegian. My mum is Norwegian and my dad is Irish. And my mum is an archaeologist. And my dad had been sent over to Norway to survey an archaeological site. He was a young architecture student. And on his first day on the job, he was walking along, kicking a stone. And sort of, you know, it's the 70s, you can picture the scene, quite relaxed, and he kicked a stone and it fell down into a hole in which my mum was digging, and it hit her on the hand and she popped up. And so their first meeting was, he was in big trouble. She came to Ireland and she worked on Wood Quay, and they both worked on Wood Quay, and it was, you know, an interesting time, and I guess that's how she stayed, she ended up staying.
Our letters from Liv's parents to each other are used in the show, and we make paper airplanes from them as we send them to each other, myself and Maria.
I've been watching you rehearsing there, and I'm just wondering, on a scale of one to dancer, where do you sit?
Pretty low, I'm afraid, Luke. Pretty low.
My name is Maria Nilsson Waller. I'm a dancer in Liv's piece, Hear Me Sing Your Song. I think Liv has a very kind of particular choreographic style where there is very much sort of a human body language rather than maybe a dancer kind of dancer language. So I think that also why it works very well to mix trained dancers and non-trained dancers. I think it's kind of working with non-dancers kind of forces you to question the motivation behind your movement. So I think it helps us to simplify and to really bring it back to the core and what is the message and why are we moving or communicating what we are saying. So in that sense, I think it can help us to kind of maybe purify it a little bit or simplify it in a good sense.
I was interested in that sort of strange duality that I felt sort of growing up, sort of neither feeling from here nor there, I suppose, in many ways. And the strange sort of family traditions and sort of weird hybrid kind of traditions that come out of that. So I started working on a piece which it's putting a lot of elements together that don't naturally fit necessarily. So we're sort of imagining that there's a world or a place somewhere quite barren where we've sort of dropped five people who maybe don't really normally live together or get along together, and I guess seeing what might unfold out of that scenario.
I'm alive here. I have here, have I not? I can die now.
I hunted down some old letters between my parents from when my mum was still living in Norway and my dad was in Ireland, and they were kind of conducting this long-distance relationship. And, of course, this was back in the 70s where air travel was very expensive and even a phone call was a lot. So they have these letters. So it sort of traces this decision-making process of how are we going to make this work? You know, two young people madly in love and sort of trying to come up with the solution. Bringing together the group of people that I have, I mean, they're kind of an unusual bunch, sort of from all over and from all sorts of different disciplines. And then we have this role of a cameo that joins us each time we perform, who we'll only meet on the day of the show. So they're quite a sort of a motley crew, really. The thing is, the themes that I'm working with are really universal. So I wanted to work with people, really like characters, individuals. I really wanted to see sort of the human rather than the dancer. And so by mixing this group, it's sort of opened a door to sort of our natural, more human responses to things rather than what might be normally, say, a dancerly response. And it's sort of forced the dancers to work in a different way. And of course, it's also forced the musicians to work in a different way, you know. So there's sort of a meeting in the middle, and there's a meeting of two separate entities and coming up with a sort of a hybrid.
I noticed that one of the directions to you was, Queeveen, keep your eyes alert.
Yeah, I suppose, like, and I suppose for theatre and dance people, gaze is so important, and it's not something I ever really think about. I close my eyes when I play, and the idea for me in my music is to get out of the way, and yeah, closing my eyes kind of tends to help. So gaze, I guess, isn't something I've, you know, I'm not very aware of it. I'm not very aware of what I'm doing with my eyes. Not that I'm aware of what I'm doing with my body either. And it's kind of very curious when, you know, when we look back at film from last year, and I can really see my lack of awareness, you know. And I guess it only serves to increase your awareness of what dancers do and how aware they are. So it's really educational too, you know.
The way that I work, I don't think I've ever finished the work. I think it's constantly moving and changing, and this element of the cameos coming in for each performance will constantly change the dynamic of the show. So we have people from the age of sort of 12 up to, you know, late 50s of different disciplines. You know, none of them are dancers. The cast will have to shift how they work with that person. The energy of the piece will change depending on that person. So, I mean, I don't think there's ever really a sort of finished product. The way I like to work is with the audience rather than at the end sort of going ta-da.
Liv O'Donoghue and the company of Hear Me Sing Your Song there, and the show previews from tonight at Project Arts Centre and runs until Friday. projectartscentre.ie for more.